Okay, so we'll be back. On
only one person has joined.
Huh?
Only one person has joined. We're just waiting for people.
Okay.
You're ready to start?
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one other person, so you might want to wait a minute or two.
Okay. Let me just tell them I'm here. Hi. Okay, Rebosa, we're going to start now. If everyone could come back on. Yeah, please come back on. Please come back on. Did we restart the Zoom?
Yeah, there's only one other person though.
No, I'm saying, but we passed the 40 minute.
Yeah, it's restarted.
Yeah.
Not that 40 minutes.
Okay, Rebosa, please. Hi, Sonny. How are you?
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning. Where do I see? I want to see your face. How do I see you?
Okay, let me see if I can, hold on. I don't know why, usually it automatically gives you the view. Go self view, there we go. Hold on.
Okay, where's the rest of the oilum? Okay. Where's everyone else? Where's Michael? Hi, Michael. Okay, so Bekitzer, we have here two shitas, whether the chom of a klisheni causes blias or not. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in page 19 in Kuf Hei Beis. It says chom shol kli rishon shayatz oledes bo mevashel v'oser kulo, v'chom shol klisheni einu mevashel. V'yesh omrim shagam einu maflid v'lo mavliya. So the first shita on page 19, Kuf Hei Beis, is that the chom is not maflit the mavliya. There's no blias. V'yesh omrim shagam kein einu maflit v'yesh omrim shakol malkum hu maflit mavliya v'osu kadei klipa. And the other opinion says that it is. There is blias, at least the kadei klipa. V'roi lochush v'zar b'dover l'chadchila. Aber mit dem mit Mutter blo Klipper. So those are two sheetas here. Whether Klisheni has Blias or not. So there's a famous Rabbi Kiv Eger writes on the bottom of page 21, the kelim sheshimshu b'chamin shel kli sheni havi kilechatchila. Yesh lam takana b'hagala. Kli cheres muter. So he wants to say that there was anything that you could kasher. So if there's a bliya, might as well kasher. But a kli cheres that there's no kashering, and the bliya was only in a kli sheni. So then Rabbi Kiva Eger writes from the Milchas Yaakov that could be okay because there's no option. In other words, when do we say, in other words, the first sheet is there's no blias in Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni at all. And the second sheet says that there are a blias of, you know, at least Kedei Klipa. So I think, you know, there are some post-game, I think Rabbi Mani's Mekel on a Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. There's no Blias. And some are choshish for the second opinion. I mean, here you would think, here the first opinion is is stams. You know, I mean, it's not really stam, it's two Eishomrims. Einu Vashov, Eishomrim, Kamkin and Wafford. Eishomrim. So it's not a case of a stam v'yeshomrim, because it's a yeshomrim v'yeshomrim. Yeshomrim shagam keinu mafliv avliya, yeshomrim chomokum. So usually it's two yeshomrims we follow the second yeshomrim. So then that's why perhaps a lot of people are machmir to do a hechsher if at least lechatchila. But the yeved if. It's not gonna. There's a situation of b'di'evid, then it would be mutter. So l'chatchila, these are but l'chatchila. Well, b'di'evid mutter below klipa v'hadacha, below klipa. In other words, if it happened already, b'di'evid, if it happened already, then you could be mekel. So the first opinion says it's not mavli at all. The second opinion is it is mavli. So look at Yeshomer in Chol Mokum Hu Maflim Avliyav Osek De Klipa. So Roy Lachush to you know look at Kila. But you haven't say it happened already. It already something already got into the spoon or into the food or something like that. So he says. I mean so. The Rabbi Kivega says that if you can kasher it, that's still lechatchila, because then you still could rectify it. But if say it's something maybe perhaps in the food already, then you're not going to get it out of the food. So then you can rely that b'di'evid it's okay. So that's a big important thing, that a lot of times when people make mistakes in the food, so say you were eating. This could happen. You were eating dinner, and in the middle of dinner, every once in a while could happen. You realize that you're cutting the fleishik with milchik cutlery, right? So b'di'evid it won't trafe up the food, because l'maisa, if the cutlery only got its blias, if the situation was in a klisheni. It was a cliche. So then it would be okay. I mean, l'chatchila you should try to kasher the utensils, but gabi the food, that's considered like a b'di'evit. So then the food wouldn't necessarily become treif, because if the blias were only in a cliche. So that now. There is a very interesting machloikas. So what is a cliché? A cliché normally means the thing that was not on the fire. The thing on the fire is a kli rishon. Then we say even if you take it off the fire, it's still a kli rishon. Pri Chodesh says maybe only kli rishon midrabanan. But but the cliché was something that was never on the fire. In other words, you transferred it from the kli rishon into another kli, that's a kli sheni. So the big question is dover gush. What if you have a massive? See, kli rishon, a kli sheni. We normally speak about liquids, right? When we spoke about, you know, the thing that was on the fire or taken off the fire, the liquid, the soup, that was a kli rishon. And then if you pour it into another kli, that would be a kli sheni. But what if you have a kugel? A shtick kugel. So the question is, and then the kugel was in a tin in the oven, and then you take the kugel out, and then you transfer it into a plate. You cut the kugel, and you transfer it into a plate. So now is the kugel considered a kli rishon or a kli sheni? Say something. Because on one hand, now it's in a kli sheni. But the question is, do we only say kli, that something transfers from one kli to another kli, and therefore becomes from a kli rishon, and it becomes a kli sheni only by a liquid, or even by a solid. So there's a famous Yam Shel Shlomo on page 23, where he writes here, V'lo shayach klisheni ela b'mayim v'rotev v'chol dover hatzolo. In other words, you only say that there's a concept of klisheni by liquids. Because liquids, shemus arev miyad achas v'niskara b'mheira. It cools off quickly, liquids. It mixes, cools. Avalo b'chatiches basar or dog. V'chol dover shehu gush. Cholzman sheyad so lettuce, but omed b'chami muso. So dover gush is omed b'chami muso. The heat stays. So therefore, even if you transfer from one kli to another kli to another kli, and it's still yatzo lettuce bo, it's considered like a kli rishon. It's still considered a kli rishon. Still considered a kli rishon because solids are insular; they maintain the heat. That was, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Hilchas Shabbos. Are you allowed to put ketchup on a piece of, or not only kugel, say a piece of meat? You have put chicken. So your chicken was in the tin. Whatever, it was in the fire. Now you transferred it over, and it's still hot. So so if you hold that, it's a kli rishon. So then a ketchup is a dover lach, and dover lach, according to the Ramah, if it's room temp, it's stam in the gamre, there's a dim bishul. So you have to be choshesh that you can't. According to that, if it's a hot piece of chicken, you can't dip it into the ketchup. Rav Moshe was makel because he says the whole idea of dover lach is a chumrah because it was already cooked. So the stan legamrei is a chumrah that's bishul achar bishul, and the chumrah of the dover gush is a chumrah. So you don't have to be mitzdarf the two chumras, and therefore he permitted putting the hot piece of meat or the hot piece of chicken or the kugel into the ketchup. But that's the Kiddush of the Yam Shel Shlomo. It's known from as the Kiddush of the Yam Shel Shlomo. That the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni is only by a Dover Lach, but not by a Dover Gush. But there's another posek that said the same Kiddush with a different explanation. That's the Issur V'Heter on page 22. And he says that people say over the Yam Shel Shlomo, but they don't really, they never looked it inside. So they say it over the way the Issur V'Heter says it. Well, what does the Issur V'Heter say? So the Issur V'Heter here on page 22 says, yes. It says, "Lo domi l'kli sheni b'dover yovish leka devanish makaros v'ashol mi'a kol zman she'er." You see, the whole point is, based on Tosis, that a kli sheni the devanos and makaros. Right, because it's not on the fire anymore, so the kli itself is becoming. So he says that the chiluk is that a kli sheni, when you come in, see a liquid takes the shape of the kli that it goes into. So if you have a kli that's not on the fire, then the defanos are going to cool off the liquid, defanos makaros. But by a solid, the solid doesn't take the solid has its own shape; it doesn't fit into a kli, so to speak. So then that heat remains. So there's no defanos makaros, and mainly there's no din kli sheni. So the Issur V'Heter says the same thing as the Yam Shel Shlomo, but it's a different reason. The Yam Shel Shlomo doesn't work with the Defanis Makaris far. He works with the fact that something is solid is insular, and it doesn't cool off. But after all said and done, not everyone agrees with this with the Yamshel Shlomo. The Ramah holds that no, that there's a din of Kli Sheni even by a Dover Gush. Because he writes here on page 26, the Mechaber is talking about cutting a piece of meat. Right? So he says, so the Ramah says, Chol zeh b'basar roseach b'kli rishon, imasakin ben yoma. So then if it's the sakin is ben yomo, and so then and it's a milchik knife, and you cut the meat, and it's ben yomo, so it's going to be a problem, right? V'af ha-sakin tzarech ha-golo. But he says that's only the b'basar roseach b'kli rishon. So, but I'm hearing with Kli Sheni. So then it's going to be, you only need a Kedei Klipa. Because it's Kli Sheni. So, but what do you mean Kli Sheni? There's no such thing as Kli Sheni by a Dover Gush. So the post can point out, you see from the Ramah that he doesn't hold from this Yamshel Shlomo and this Issev Heter, that there's a din Kli Sheni even by a Dover Gush. The Taz says with the bottom line on page 27, the bottom line on the left. In other words, you should be machmir in a situation where you have to cut the Dover Gush, where you're cutting it with a knife or something like that, so to be machmir, to treat it like a Kli Rishon. Kehu the Toch of Kaf Shenizker Rashal. Aval b'ein duchad de sakina, if it's not a duchad de sakina, it's not you're not cutting something with a knife, then he says you could be makel like the Ramah. Rav Abadi's sheet is that to be makel on the Dover Gush. So therefore, in that situation, if you eat, a lot of times you're eating dinner, so what are you eating? You're eating a Dover Gush. You're eating a piece of meat. You're not, and then, I told you, every once in a while this has happened to us. We were eating dinner, and we're cutting the chicken and the meat with milchic utensils. So we made a mistake. So if it's a... So if it's a cliche, so a lot of times, so that would be a cliche, and it wouldn't necessarily, you know, the shaila whether you have to kasher it or not. So look, we try to kasher it, but if you didn't, it's not the end of the world, because you always have that first opinion in Shulchan Aruch that it's not even boleya at all. Okay, there are a couple of more things. In this packet, we'll Bez Hashem pick up tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Okay, but these are for some big yesodas that we did today about the Tosfos, the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, the Fanas Makaros. We did the Pri Chodesh, the difference between a Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh, Kli Rishon Shelo Al Ha'esh. The one is Daraisa, one is Darabanan. Then we did the concept of the blios by a Kli Sheni, the two days in Shulchan Aruch, two days in the Rashba there, and then the question of the three things about Dover Gush, the Mashal and the Issev Heter say it has a din Kli Rishon for different reasons, and the Ramah is Cholik on that. Okay, so these are big Yesodos. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow at 9:30, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, Rav Osei, it's good to see you all. Sani, it's good to see you. Michael K, Max, where's Steve? Steve Gottlieb, Yosef Katan.
Yes, I'm here.
Eli Deutsch. Okay, nice to see you all. I miss you guys, but it's good to see you. At least we could see each other. It's Eina Doma, so you could see somebody. We just say over the telephone or over something, not the same. And, you know, Bez Hashem, we'll, You know, I mean, even starting Bez Hashem this week to do my Wednesday night shiur in the West Side by Zoom.
Oh.
You know, so hopefully we should have Hatzlacha with that as well. And, okay, I miss you guys. And keep in touch with Rabbi Tuchman. Make up with him when you want to have Chazar Shiurim. These are big, big topics. And then we'll try to figure out how we should go through the rest of the schedule. Maybe, I'm thinking, you tell me, that we should finish Tarovis now and then maybe give you a little time to do Chazara and have a Bechina before Pesach. And then maybe right after Pesach, right away to start Basa Becholov, and we'll have maybe four Shiurim a week on that. I don't know what the trajectory of when this is going to get resolved. This, you know, the Shitas that it's going to be through the summer or into the summer. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but we keep the Torah going, you know, you gotta keep it going, you know, you can't let, you know, these things stare the learning. Obviously it's not the ideal, you know, but, keep going, and, Be'ez Hashem, then maybe we could have like a Bechina over, you know, we could have a Zoom Bechina. And then this way we know we finished Taruvas, and then Bez Hashem, if we do four times a week after Pesach Bez Hashem, we'll be able to, you know, do what we need to do for Basa B'Cholav and other assorted topics. Okay, have a great day. It's good to see you all.
Thank you.
Kol tov. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kirk.